We've got another one that they're action packed today. We've got so many great talks. The next one is from Ed Charbonneau, and he's going to be talking about testing with Blazor. And so you're talking about all the different kinds of testing, right? Integration and unit testing. And there's one other one. And I'm excited to see what you have to say here.
That's right, John. We're going to cover all the testing that you could possibly imagine for Blazor. We're going to do some unit tests, component tests, integration tests, end-to-end tests, you name it. We're going to try to fit all that in 30 minutes.
Awesome. All right, let's go.
All right. Give me one second here, folks. Let me get this, make sure the screen's up here where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and Ed, you're a little bit quiet. I don't know if you can boost your gain at all.
Let's see what I can do for that here. Let's see. We didn't catch this in pre-show. Let me know if that's better.
That is better.
All right. So we're going to talk about bulletproof Blazor applications today. We're going to talk about stability testing. We've got a lot of testing tools to talk about, so I'm going to try to go through this fairly quickly. I have some demos that I'd love to get to. .NET developers love to test. That shows with the fact that there are hundreds of millions of downloads of the XUnit library that we'll be talking about today and some others. So if you're looking at building a Blazor application, you're looking at the kind of the landscape of what's been developed over the last couple years of Blazor and all of the cycles that we've gone through with Blazor all the way up to .NET 5. You're probably wondering how testing fits in to all of that ecosystem. So Blazor, in my opinion, is actually very inherently testable. One of the big reasons behind that is because it is full stack .NET. It's C# from end to end. So we can use our testing tools that we're used to test not only the front end, but our shared and back end layers as well. Also, Blazor components themselves are just .NET classes. So there's a lot that we can do around testing components in Blazor. And Visual Studio integration is absolutely wonderful with unit testing in general. So we have that right out of the box for our front end of the application where we're not used to having all of that power. So we're going to talk about testing at all today. We're going to talk about unit testing, some integration testing, and we'll even cover some system testing. There's a lot of tools out there to do these things. For unit tests and integration tests, we can use things like XUnit. We're going to use BUnit today. This is a new framework that I'm going to be talking about. And if you're doing system testing, Selenium is a choice that you could use for doing system or end-to-end testing. It's very popular with the open source community. I'm also going to talk about something a little more closer to what I work with. I'm going to talk about Telerik JustMock and how it relates to Telerik UI for Blazor, because we have a nice integration story that's starting to happen here around the Telerik products. And that brings us to Telerik Test Studio. That gives us even more leverage for system testing because it has that tight integration with Telerik UI for Blazor. So we get this nice spectrum of testing with all of our Blazor tooling. So let's start with unit testing. I like unit testing because of the red-green refactor methodology. This comes from the test-driven development aspect of unit testing. And what's nice about the red-green refactor pattern here is that we can iterate quickly through our application code without running the entire application. So we can focus in on a small unit of our application, run tests on it, and then we can also refactor and rewrite parts of that code with confidence because we have tests that signal to us whether they're working or not. And when we're talking about Blazor, what's nice is with XUnit, we can cover the entire application with tests with XUnit. Any kind of core logic that doesn't rely on creating some sort of markup or UI, we can test with XUnit. So we can test application logic, shared libraries, shared component logic. So we can use it on our client, our server, and most importantly, our shared projects within our Blazor application. If you're not familiar with XUnit tests, this is a little overview of how they work. First of all, we identify the method that we're going to use to test our code with a fact attribute. So we'll say this is our unit test, and in this example, we're going to say, can it validate a correctly formatted email address? And we'll arrange our test, maybe new up the unit under test. We might have some actions that we need to perform on that, and then we'll validate the outcome of that test. We can carry that further into a Blazor application with the addition of a nice testing library called BUnit. So this is a Blazor component test library written by a gentleman named Eagle Hansen, a Microsoft MVP. His information on Twitter you can find on the bottom of the slide there. And what makes BUnit unique is it's a Razor component testing library, and it lets us use either C# or Razor syntax to write our unit tests. And it has a semantic HTML comparison tool with it. So when we write our unit test for our component, we might render some markup and we want to make sure that markup is correct. But we don't want to be bothered with things that don't really affect how that component gets rendered in the browsers. Things such as white space or the order of class attributes that are attached to that. So we get some added benefit here. We're not doing a straight string-to-string comparison. We have this smart semantic HTML comparer. Another thing is we can interact, inspect, and trigger event handlers in components. So we have the lifecycle of the component understood by the test framework. So let's take a look at what a unit test for a BUnit test for a Razor component would look like. It looks awful similar to an XUnit test because it's actually leveraging the XUnit library. You can also use other test unit libraries with it, but I'm using XUnit with it. So we're going to test to see if the initial rendering of a component is valid and what we expect. So the first thing we'll do is we'll tell BUnit to render that component, and we're going to render an alert component. We'll set up the rendered HTML of what we expect that to be. And again, this is a semantic comparison, so white space and things like that aren't necessarily going to matter here. So we have a div element with a button inside. We're going to make sure that it has the correct classes on it and everything, and that would so that it would render in the browser appropriately. And then finally, we'll just check with a nice extension method here and say, did the component render correctly? Does it match the expected markup? What's nice about this is Blazor doesn't have a hot reloading mechanism yet. And hot reloading is a nice feature, but this is an even better feature in my opinion, because I don't have to reload my entire application and visually test components myself to make sure they're working properly. So this lets me isolate that component in a unit test and rapidly test it. So let's take a look at a demo here. We kind of walked through some code, but let's see how it actually looks in Visual Studio when we're doing these type of tests. Now, real quick, let me run the application just so you can see what it looks like. And what we're focusing on is this alert box up here. So we have a unit test that defines whether it rendered correctly. I also have a dismiss button on here. I'm going to go ahead and click that. The dismiss button's not working for some reason. Let's go into our application and look at our unit tests and see what's going on here. So I'm going to open up Test Explorer. And in Test Explorer, you'll see I have multiple tests running here. A lot of failures. We're going to go through and fix a lot of these. Right now, we have our initial rendering test that passes, so we know the alert component renders correctly the first time, but the dismiss button isn't working and there's an info theme that's not being applied. So if we go over to our is the alert dismissible test, notice the output that we get from our unit test window. So BUnit has done an HTML comparison that has failed. So we've got some feedback here. and it has a couple errors that are being listed. It's missing a button and a div element that it expected. The next thing we can look at here that's really nice is we have an actual HTML that's expected, or the actual HTML that was rendered, and the expected HTML. So what's happening here is the unit test is clicking the close button, and it's expecting a different display to come up with the close state of that alert box. However, when it clicks the button, it still has the same rendering as it did initially. If we look at our unit test, this is the unit test that's failing. We're rendering an alert box. We're expecting an open button to be displayed to reopen the dismissed alert box. We're clicking on the close button, and then we're comparing the markup to see if it shows the open button now that the close button has been clicked. So I'm going to go back to my alert page, or my alert component here. And I can see I have an if statement that checks a flag to see if it's hidden or not. And I've purposely kind of left this little clue to myself that we forgot to set this flag properly. So I'm going to switch this from true or false to true now, so we hide it appropriately. And I'm going to go back to my test explorer, and I'll just rerun this one test. So instead of running the entire application, finding the page that that component exists on, and clicking through to see if it's rendering correctly, I can simply just run a unit test, and now that test's passing. So we've got another test that was failing here. We have an info theme that's missing. So the alert box has two different types of themes. It can be a red alert box, or it can be a blue alert box, depending on the flag that is set to display one theme or another. And this test is written a little bit different. Instead of setting the expected markup and checking if all of the markup on the component renders correctly, on this one, we're going to pass in a parameter to set that component's info style to true. And then we're going to see if the CSS values on that component are rendered correctly. So we're expecting it to be a CSS value of alert-info. And then we're going to render that component, and we'll find the outer div on the component and get the class attributes from it. And then we'll assert if the expected CSS matches the actual CSS that was rendered. So we don't have to open the application up and run the application to see this in effect. We can go back and make a fix here. I've got my alert dangers hard-coded and static here. So I'm going to remove that line and replace it with a working copy that has a class that has a data-bound CSS alert attribute that properly displays the correct theme when the flag is set. So I'll go back to my unit tests, and we'll rerun this one. And now we'll get a passing unit test here. So what's nice is I get definite feedback. It's telling me that this CSS class was invalid. We expected an info theme. We got an alert theme. And now I'm able to fix that very easily, and I don't have to, again, rerun the browser or the entire application to find out what's happening. Next, I'm going to open up some integration tests that I have. If we look back at the page that we were testing, I've got an entire form here. And the form has several inputs, a birth date, text box, first name, last name, email, and I've got a couple drop-downs here as well. So my dropdown for my region and my team, they're showing no data. So this hasn't been correctly implemented yet. There's something going on here that I need to check my tests for. And I see I've got three failing unit tests here. Let's see what we've got with this first test. So what should happen is when the page loads, the index page loads, it should load some data into those dropdowns and set the default value for us. Now, I've got a kind of an odd exception here. It says, can't provide a value for the property data service. For the property data service on the type of index, there's no registered service type for iData service. So when I have that message, cannot find a registered service for a type anywhere in Blazor ever, or in ASP.NET, a matter of fact, means I haven't registered a dependency with dependency injection properly. So let's talk about how we can resolve that. We've got some slides here that'll help describe the scenario that we're looking at. So we can do some more integration style testing with BUnit. I've got some third-party components from Telerik that I'm testing. I have some outside services that need to be injected into the component for it to work. There's a lot of different things working together here. I want to check some interactions between different components. So we're going to do a little bit more of an escalated test than just a unit test. What's nice is with BUnit, we can pass in parameters, we can accept cascading values, we can inject services as if it is an entire Blazor application running. And we can use those with our component under test. For this, I'm going to use some mocking. We're going to mock the IJS runtime. We can mock authentication and things like that as well. And for mocking, I'm going to use Telerik JustMock. There's other mocking libraries out there. But what's nice is we're looking for integration points with Blazor right now, and we're finding that BUnit is a nice fit for JustMock when we're using the Telerik UI components. So with JustMock, we're able to replace objects and simulate real ones. That lets us isolate on the code that we're testing and focus on the unit under test. And best of all, JustMock's free. You can get JustMock. JustMock Lite is a free version of JustMock from Telerik. So what is a mock going to do for us? Remember, we had that error that said that we can't inject it, or it wasn't able to find the iData service instance. With JustMock, we can set up a mock of that iData service and control its outputs. So the first thing we'll do is we'll say we want a new mock service. So we use the method mock.create, and we simply pass it iData service. And the JustMock framework will fill in the blanks for us. We don't have to create a special concrete type. We don't need a fake service to inject into our component. We can just say mock.create and give it the interface that we want it to create an instance for. Once we have that instance, we can even define how we want the methods on that instance to behave. So I'm going to take my mock data service, and I know my component calls the getRegions method. And I'm going to tell that getRegions method to pass back a static list of items instead of going out to the web and or maybe a database or something like that and pull in data there. So let's look back at our demo and go over to our unit test and see what we have. So I've got my mocks already set up here, so you didn't have to watch me hand code those. It's exactly the one that you saw on the previous slide. And then in BUnit, we can tell it to add our services just like we would in a Blazor application. So I can say services, add singleton, add my mock data service. And I'll go ahead and uncomment my line of code here that initializes all of those services for us. Let's go back to our unit tests, and we'll give that one a run. What's nice is I can run just the failing unit test that I'm focused on, and this gives me a nice development cycle, so I don't have to keep reloading that entire application or waiting for every unit test to run. So we have an assert failure, and we expect that the default selected value should be red BB for this test. So let's go over to our component, our index page, and look at what's happening here. So to move this along a little bit quicker, I'm going to go ahead and fix all of those errors that we see. On our initialization of our component should be loading those values from the data service. And it should also select the default item for that first item on our data for our dropdown list. And then when it selects that item, it should populate the cascading dropdown that's beneath it. So it's going to, we're going to load that component, we're going to select the first item by default, and then load the following cascading dropdown as well, and select its first item. So I'll save this, and I'll go back to Test Explorer, and I'll go ahead and just run all of my form tests now. And again, I don't have to open up my application and exercise dropdown boxes manually to see if these things are working. This unit test is going to do all of that for me in a nice isolated fashion. And now you can see all of my tests are passing, and I didn't have to open the application once. But if we wanted to go back now and see the application working properly, first of all, I have my dismissible button or alert box. I can close it and reopen it. So that's working now. And notice my dropdowns actually have data now, because they're actually calling the method that they're supposed to call and selecting the default items that they were supposed to select. I have one more feature on this page I want to test here. If I submit this, you'll see I get a thank you pop-up. So I have one more set of tools that I want to show, because I want to talk about system testing. So we're going to evaluate a complete integrated system here. So we're talking about automated functional testing for the end-to-end system. And I'm going to use Teller Test Studio for this. It's got some really advanced features that are going to cut down the time for developers to create these tests. And there's also tooling that's bundled with it that allows your QA's team to create tests as well, and they don't even need Visual Studio to do that. So we have this really advanced test recorder that's bundled with Test Studio, and it has Telerik UI for Blazor integration built into it, so it can identify the Telerik UI components that are in a Blazor application and offer some contextual awareness to the person creating the tests. And this is what Test Studio looks like. I'll give you a live demo here in a second. But this is the Telerik UI for Blazor integration that we're talking about. It will actually find the component on the screen and highlight that component in purple and let us quickly create predefined tests for that. So let's take a look at one more demo. I'm going to open my Solution Explorer where I have a Test Studio test that I'm going to start working on. Right now, the test doesn't have any steps in it. I have this recorder button up at the top left-hand corner. Let me zoom in a little bit so you can see the toolbar here. So I can record tests, and I can play back tests. And there's some other advanced features here as well. We're not going to focus on those today, but I'm going to go ahead and hit record. It's going to ask for a URL, and this URL could be my application that's running on a test server or the full production application. I'm going to hit record, and we're going to go through and visually build a test together. So I can come in here and I can exercise any of the components, and I can inspect their state and their values. For example, if I hover over my Telerik input, my Telerik date picker, I can get this nice contextually aware builder that knows this is a Telerik UI component. This works with regular HTML components as well, but I get additional feedback from the tool because it is a Telerik component. So I can easily verify that the default date is 1980 on this component. I lost my recorder there for a second. So let's try that again. All right, I lost that one. Let's test and see that our dropdown list is by default the first item on that list. So we'll go ahead and extract that. We'll do the same for this one down here. And then we'll submit the page. And when we submit it, we'll check that we got the thank you page. So we'll go ahead and check this element here. And we'll verify that the element is contains the text thank you. And we'll make sure that the test or the response here is thank you, we've received your information. There we go. I'm not being still enough with the mouse is what this is. So I can see that the message contains thank you, we've received your information. And let's go ahead and make sure that our close button is visible as well. So we want the user to be able to close that element out. Now I'm going to end this recording session. And I'll close my browser, and you can see that in Visual Studio, I have all of those steps that we just recorded. Now I can go back and replay this and execute that test. So I'm going to hit the play button here. You'll notice my browser pops up. This is completely automated now, just so you can tell. I don't have my hands on the mouse. I'll hold them up here in front of the camera. And the Test Studio is going through and testing all of the elements that I interacted with and testing the values for those items. So now you can see it's clicked the submit button, it's pulled up the thank you element, and it's inspecting that element. Now some of the waiting times here can be adjusted. They might be a little bit long. Since we're dealing with a single page application, there are some awaits built in to make sure that the single page application is responding correctly. You can adjust those up and down as needed. And now you can see that all of my tests for that recorded test have passed. So we've got 8 tests that have been executed and passed. And if I need to come in and edit any of these tests, for example, my test that tests the thank you message. If that thank you message changes, I don't have to go back and re-record the entire test. I can come in here and just set the expected string. What else is really nice about Test Studio is that these are C# code files that are generated by the recorder. And if I wanted to hand code these or go in and edit them in C#, they are .NET and C#. So we've gone through, we've done unit testing, we've done some integration testing, we've seen how Test Studio can help us record automated unit tests or automated system tests, and I think that Blazor is a very good platform for all of these testing capabilities. You can really move a lot quicker, in my opinion, if you're using some of these tools instead of doing the manual reloading of your application to check things. So you can find all of the tools I used today at the following URLs. I also have an article at the bottom linked here that you can go through and read through a written version of the presentation that I gave today. If we have time for questions, I'll be happy to take them. Otherwise, I can go on Twitter and answer those, John. Not hearing you, John.
Whoop. Thanks a bunch. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Awesome. I think we have time for just one quick question. So you talked about all the, you know, integration, unit, like all different types of testing. Have you looked at performance testing and especially like automated performance testing?
Test Studio can handle automated performance testing. It can do load testing, API testing. Has OCR verification.
Wow.
There's some really advanced features in there that it's just too much to cover. We did just do a webinar. So if you go to Telerik.com, the YouTube page for Telerik, YouTube/Telerik, you can find our latest Test Studio webinar there. And they went through some more detailed demos of Test Studio on that webinar.
Very cool. Thanks a bunch. That was amazing.